Joshua Toomey here of the Talk To Me podcast. And before we get into this next episode on the CMS Podcast Network, let's talk about the Talk To Me t-shirt. It is awesome. It has a skull, pizza, and headphones, all the great things in life. So if you want to support the Talk To Me podcast, head over to talktomepod.com, scroll to the bottom of the screen, order yourself a Talk To Me t-shirt. Let your friends and family know that you support the Talk To Me podcast, and that will be much appreciated. So once again, guys, talktomepod.com. And now on to the episode you actually came to see.
Angel right here on your classic metal show with Grand Theft Ecstasy. And kicking off the show tonight, we heard Ed Guy from their Hellfire Club release with Mysteria, and the guy who mysteriously shows up every week regardless, my friend and partner Chris Aiken. What's going on there, Chris?
What is up, man? Great intro tonight, man. No familiar songs. I love that.
Well, I mean, periodically you got to throw something in there a little different.
I love it. You could do that not more than periodically. Every week would be great. I love it when I don't know the songs myself. That's fantastic.
How about that?
Awesome. What's up, man? How are we doing?
We're back. We're back, ready to do this thing all over again. Weather's getting nice. I'm in better spirits.
That's good.
And, ready to entertain the folks.
All right. Me too.
I got some compliments on last week's show.
Good.
We're killing it.
Of course we are. That's us. That's what we do.
I went out there to try to see if I could find a beeple to buy.
Did you get one?
No.
I could only find booples when I was looking. I couldn't find any beeples.
A beeple.
I couldn't find any for sale. No NFT beeples for me.
Yeah. My nephew found that particularly funny.
That was a good segment.
The beeples.
The beeple.
So dumb. Everything's dumb. And they like the Meghan Markle segment too.
Yeah, that was pretty fun too. The whole show was good last week.
I was informed to inform you that she was also in a porn or something.
Meghan Markle?
That's what I was told. Now, I don't know that to be the fact. I was just told that.
Meghan Markle porn. Might have just derailed the whole show right now. Let's see. All right. If they're saying this is Meghan Markle, that's not true. This might be, though. Let's see here.
Well, according to my nephew, he said, I almost forgot Meghan Markle did a stint in porn, too. Something Chris might want to know.
All right. Let's look. Here we go. Family Scandal. Let's click that link. Let's see what we got here. I won't put it on the screen so we get banned, but I'll leave the audio. Oh, yeah, that is her. That looks like her.
Oh,
it's dubbed. What the fuck is this? Wait a minute. Where's the nudity? All right, here we go.
All right.
Oh, this isn't real porn. This is fucking bullshit porn.
It's the soft core stuff.
Yeah, it's not even that.
Well, again, I didn't investigate it. I was just passing the message along.
I'll tell your nephew I expect links when he passes these kind of this kind of information. It's not true without proof there, nephew.
Right. Right. Well, he's definitely one of our biggest fans.
Well, he could use the other hand that he's not jerking with to send us the link, for God's sakes.
and then another fella that I associate with on the professional level.
Yeah.
He is a dyed in the wool chrysophile.
Oh, as they should be.
Yeah. So he's like, I can't stop listening to you guys. He said, the way that you set up everything and your partner, he says, I can never stop listening to him. He just makes me laugh.
Well, good.
Yeah. So, people digging it. I'm turning people onto the app since it's so easy to use and since it's got so much content on there.
Well, it is a motherfucker now, isn't it?
Jesus. It is. It is. I, you know, I had him download it to his phone because he kept, you know, saying, hey, send me the link to the latest stuff you did. And it's like, dude, get the app on your phone. And so I stood there while he put it on his phone. Right. Said, now use that little thing up there in the right corner. Do the little drop down. I said, then click on there and you can watch and listen all you want.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Did you happen to, I know I didn't email you about it, but did you see the news today from the app that we now have four channels?
I was not aware, but please expound on that.
Yes. If you go, and it's real cool because it actually, the screen changes with like, pull the app up on your phone while you're sitting here dicking around.
Yeah, okay, I have my phone here.
All right.
Pulling up the app.
When you pull it up, it loads the CMS, what I'm calling CMS radio, which is kind of the heavier stuff.
Okay.
But then you see that little musical note there at the top right corner.
Okay.
You click that, it opens up to four channels of music for us now.
Well, I only have three.
Well, you got to update your app. You'll have to upgrade your app because mine, of course, has. There it is.
And how do you do that?
Easiest way is just uninstall it, reinstall it. But
oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. But you see mine? See how mine has the four different channels?
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
And then you can click whatever you want. If you want heavy stuff, you click the first one. If you want kind of mishmash of everything, you click Uncontrolled Noise. You want hair metal, you click Hairball John Radio. And if you want me and you just talking our shit, you click CMS Live 24/7.
Yeah. And I do listen to that in the car periodically.
Well, it's gonna, dude, I'll bet you're gonna become a Hairball John Radio guy. It's all your favorite jams. And when you click it, it just changes. It changes the whole front screen. And see, look, I just played Hairball John and now it turned to Iron Maiden. Look at that.
How about that?
See that? That's the front of the screen now. Iron Maiden.
Yeah, look at that.
Looks cool, right?
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a real deal now, man. I have spent so much time fucking around with this app.
I think you should go into web development.
Maybe I will, you know, maybe I got a career there.
You might have a career in web development. I think I might know some people who might be bent, you know, use your services if you ever were to get into that business.
Well, let me think on that for a while, because I don't know if I have enough skills to do that. I don't want to take a chance.
Well, you don't want to turn a hobby into a job now, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'd rather keep working here in the steel mill. It's been good to me so far.
Yep.
Hasn't burned me to death or anything yet.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm very, very happy to officially add Hairball John and not that it was much of a brainer, but Corey officially joined on to the CMS podcast network this week, as did Hairball John. So they are part of the family, so to speak, now.
They're joiners.
Yes, they are. We're taking over the goddamn heavy metal world.
Yeah, apparently so.
Well, we got everything we need now. We got video, we got TV, we got radio, we got video on demand, we got podcasts. What else is there to get?
Well, we have merch.
We have merch.
We have books. You have books.
I have books.
Yep.
I'm going to be adding an NFT market soon. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Although that wouldn't shock me, would it?
Yeah. Well, I think the only logical thing is to have paid appearances now.
Well, we could do that cameo.
Well, I mean, actual, you know, like Eddie Trunk does.
Oh, well, that's next.
Yeah, you know, get paid $3,000-$5,000 to, you know, show up and go, hey, coming to the stage is LA Guns.
Here they come. Look at them. Here they are.
All right, guys, I got to go.
Give me my check, please. I'm out.
I got to go. I came out and I said, hey, hey, welcome to the show. Yeah. Glad you're all here. Thanks for listening to my radio show.
That's right. Because I brought this band, the next band, to the stage, and I brought them back together when they were fighting.
Right.
So everybody, please welcome Twisted Sister.
Exactly. Woo!
5,000, please.
Exactly.
Small bills.
Yeah. Yeah, give me my money.
Yeah. I was thinking about starting a cameo thing. I just because I would like to see how what kind of requests we would get.
I would be interested in that.
Well, maybe I'll start a CMS SEO.
Yeah, if somebody wants to pay me to get on my camera and say something to you, I guess.
Or to your wife.
Yeah.
Any chick you're breaking up with? Neely and Chris are your guys. We'll deliver the message.
This is for Shelly. Stop holding out on your husband, you cunt.
Hi, Shelly. Bob told us to give you a call to let you know that your pussy stinks and he's leaving you.
Goodbye.
Beat it. Beat it and take every one of those unused smelly tampons with you. He doesn't like that shit in his bathroom.
He wants to live more like Chris and Neely.
Yeah. Get that shit out of here.
We're his biggest role models. He wants to live more like us. He wants to be a guy again.
Take that sheet that you bleed on every 30 days and get out of my house. That's from Bob, of course.
Shelley. Right, of course. just some mean-ass shit.
Dude, we would be so good at doing that shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Maybe I will put that up. That seems like an untapped market. Let's do it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I don't think we'll get too many requests, but
I have a feeling we'll get more than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I do. I'm down for it. Sure.
You know what I think it'll be? It'll be these dopeies in the chat room to send messages to each other. That's what it'll be.
You think?
That's what it'll be.
This is Texan Nation. I want to send a message to Sal.
Or it'll be guys like Jackal. It'll be like Jackal doing one for me. It'll be like, I just want to tell everybody that Ritchie Blackmore is my favorite guitar player of all time. And the only guitar player I would ever listen to. Ritchie is God. There, Jackal, I did one for you for free. So save your money.
So what would that cost? What would it cost for something like that be?
$25.
$25?
What do you think?
What's the time limit? 30 seconds, a minute? 2 minutes?
I don't think there is a max, but I think we would offer them like a minimum, at least a minute.
Okay.
I mean, how hard is it to talk for a minute?
Not at all.
Just saying our name in the Classic Metal Show takes about 15 seconds. You know, the way I'm going to talk if I have to stretch for a minute. Hey, everybody. It's me.
Just elongate all your words.
Hi, it's Chris. From the Classic Metal Show.
You kind of remind me of that mad scientist on Bugs Bunny where they get into that sleeping gas and they're right. He's chasing Bugs Bunny. He goes, come back here, you little rabbit.
And you know, you and I and about 8 other people listening get that joke.
Well, if you ever watched the old classic Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know exactly what you're talking about.
No. Dude, do you want to hear a crazy number that I was told today?
Okay.
Guess how many people listen to us live, according to Corey?
No idea.
Take a guess, if you had to guess.
Live?
Live.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
20,000.
Too low by more than half.
Really?
According to Corey.
Okay.
Corey said we regularly clock about 50,000 listeners through the course of the show.
Wow. How about that?
I was like, holy fuck.
I would have never guessed.
I was like, you got to start paying me to carry this juggernaut.
Well, that's pretty good. So for you 50,000 tuning in, thank you.
Yeah. I'm not validating any numbers. I'm just telling you what Corey told me.
Hey, I mean, he has a way of tracking that. So I would I can't imagine it being false.
No, I can't imagine it being that many, but I'm fine with it, whether it is or it isn't. You know, it's still me, you, and 48 knotheads in the chat room, as far as I see.
Absolutely.
That's what I see. I don't see. I appreciate if there's more than that, but I don't see them.
Right.
See me, you, and 48 other people in the chat. And
that's sure. All right. Well, very cool. I mean, if indeed that is true numbers, that's very cool.
Yeah, hopefully it's not some bullshit account where, well, each person has four ports, two eyes and two ears, so count each of those as a person. And, you know, I hope it's not that kind of a thing, but well, whatever. I was just stunned to hear that number. I was like, God damn.
You were flabbergasted.
And amazed and everything else.
You were stunned and amazed.
Yeah. Amazing.
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 Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good day here at CMS 2, I guess.
Yeah. Good things happening for the show and the people who tune in, and we haven't sold out to a commercial entity to ruin everything.
Yeah, and never, dude, let me just tell you, I was texting back and forth with one Mr. Dave Landau today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, but whatchamacallit, Crowder pulled from YouTube and banned from Twitter.
Well, that's not a surprise.
No, not a surprise at all. But we were just going back and forth, and man, he is on the same page as we are. You know, he's talking about Rumble, and he's talking.
Well, why doesn't he come on the show?
Well, he's going to, dude. He's brand new at a new show.
Well, I get it, but I mean, you've been associated with him for over a year.
I know that, but he's brand new on a new show that's under fire. You know the rules of the game, dude. Is you don't do appearances when you're already getting media. You bring the media to your show.
I guess.
I mean, that's he will do the show. I will promise you that he will definitely do the show. But right now is not a good time.
Well, unfortunately, he never landed Anthony for us.
Yeah, I know. Well, that part does blow. And now that they seem to be on the outs, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I might get it another way. I know some other people in the camp, but
right.
But I don't think, I wonder if I'm bad now. I wonder if I'm a bad guy now because I'm associated with Dave.
Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, I don't care either way. I mean, I'll still, I actually have Anthony audio for you tonight, which is going to make you fucking die.
Oh, really? Good.
Die. It's, we talk about, and I won't get too far into this right now because I know we're going to do other things, but
yeah.
You can't believe what is now officially racist and costing people jobs. This is an all-timer, which Anthony brought to the table and had me crying laughing at this.
We're not going to do this now, are we?
No, not now. We'll do it a little later on. But yeah, I even have the video queued up, ready to show it, so you can watch it in real time when we're ready. Okay. But
all right.
Yeah, too funny, man. Too good.
All right, looking forward to that.
Hell yeah.
And now, are we doing this thing with Eric now, or?
Yeah, just give him a call and we can talk through it, and I have that video queued up and ready to go too, so.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna call our friend Eric Ferrantinos.
All right.
Because you and I and a few other folks I saw in the chat room had tuned in to watch the Stephen Piercy live stream last night.
That's right.
And we thought, let's bring one of the chief guys who were on the live stream onto the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Neely, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing, bud. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Good. What are you doing right now, aside from talking to us?
Just considering what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight. Just pacing around in my kitchen. Yeah, nothing too exciting.
What a rock star.
I'm like Ozzy cooking food with a cigarette in my mouth.
You're not pouring orange juice up and down your arm, are you?
That's right. How do you know?
Nice.
Well, Eric, you know, last night was the debut of the Stephen Piercy live stream, which, you know, was recorded at the end of February, which, you know, I got to come out and watch it in person and hang out with you and Stephen and everybody. And you said you were having a little party last night while you guys watch it. So what was going on at your place?
Well, we were at Susan's place on the beach, and it was great. We had like probably about 10 people or so, six people, and just cranked it up on the big screen and cooked a bunch of food, had a bunch of drinks, and it was fun. And, you know, Steven, I think, did a good job at, you know, having fun with the fact that no one was at the gig, that we were doing this for the people at home. So he kind of catered his moves to the people like they were, you know, he was in their living room, basically. And when we were there, it translated. Like, this one guy who was a big rap fan that was sitting there with us, but Steven was like, "How you guys doing over there?" He was like, "Woo!" You know, here back, singing along with all the songs. Like, they didn't know what to expect from this. But our friend Tommy Asakawa, who I don't know if you remember the Warrior.
Yeah.
Or not. But he's now a, you know, awesome videographer. And he actually did our 10 Miles Wide video. And he has his own company. And we had him help us for this event. And I thought they did a phenomenal job with all the camera angles and stuff. I watched it last night. I was kind of worried. I didn't know what to expect, but it looked pretty awesome.
Well, they did a lot of, you know, you mentioned the camera angles. I mean, obviously I saw the setup at the club, and, you know, the audio was, you know, spot on, and, you know, all the cameras that they had set up. I can't imagine what it was like for whoever did the editing on this thing. To
right?
just grab like 2 seconds of video from this angle or 2 seconds of video from that angle, you know, and just jumping back and forth like that. I mean, that must have been a long task to see all the different B-roll and then just put it all together and have all these. It never stopped moving.
Hours that guy will never get back.
Yeah, dude, we have it up on the screen right now, and I'm sort of timing it. Literally every jump is about a second to a second and a half for an hour. Jesus.
I don't know how they were able to sync up the audio with the video. Like, that just seems like it would be a total pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But it looked legit to me. I mean, when I was watching it, it looked like I was playing in time with what I was hearing. So they got it. They figured it out.
Well, it was a very well done video production. You know, I saw the whole video rig that they had set up upstairs at the Whiskey, and you mm-hmm. know, they, and I did see some of the playback after the performance. You know, we were watching a little bit of the playback and listening to the audio, and their engineers and their videographers did a phenomenal job.
Eddie,
with that.
That guy, yeah, Eddie. Eddie was their guy handling the audio, it was cool. I didn't even know they had like almost like a little recording studio up top of the Whiskey, but they do a lot of recording there. It was pretty impressive rig he had going. And I did hear some of the playback too at some point backstage, like Wanted Man or something. I'm like, well, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
And then obviously, Eric, Bobby Blotzer shows up and plays the last two songs with you guys. You know, talk a little bit about that. Had you ever played with him before?
I have played with Bobby a couple times.
Okay.
The first time, I think, was when I tried out for Rat the same day that Carlos Cavazo was going in.
Okay.
To try out for them. And so I jammed the band for about an hour. But as far as like in front of people, I know Bob came up at one of the Whiskey shows probably in the mid-2000s. And I had jammed, you know, just impromptu. He had come up and done Round and Round with us. And for this, we did a rehearsal. And he did stop by for that because I guess he hadn't played in a while himself too. And he just wanted to make sure it was cool. And so that was nice. We got to at least, you know, go over. We did Way Cool Junior and Round and Round. And so we jammed that at the rehearsal. So that felt more comfortable for when he had to come up
right
during the event. But, you know, it's great. I mean, out of all the drummers, I don't think anybody could argue that Blocks plays all the rap songs the best, you know, period. So, yeah.
Well,
I mean, he cares the most about it, too.
Well, I know he was very, very particular about that opening for Way Cool Jr.
Oh, man, that was funny. Yeah, because, I mean, my interpretation of Way Cool Jr., when I listen to the recording, it sounds like a lot of edited, punched in, whatever, production stuff going on. I didn't know it was that like specific as Bob felt it was, you know. So he just thing in the beginning, and he expected me to come in on this weird beat, like come in on the fifth beat something. And yeah, we went over that like 100 times rehearsal, and I could never get it. Like I'm like, I wanted to do what you wanted me to do, and I just go, look, man, just don't hit me with a drumstick and keep playing, whatever happens. Well, but I think it seemed like it went okay on that. Like he did his clickety-clackety thing, and then I think I came in okay on it.
Yeah. Well, what's really funny, you know, that Steven, you know, obviously refers to, you know, his group of guys there as the Rat Bastards. And when you think about it, when you look at the people on the stage, you know, obviously you got Steven, a very recognizable guy in, you know, classic metal or hair metal or whatever you want to call it. Then you got you look like a road warrior guy. And then you got, Frankie, who looks like a 70s, you
know, like Joe Perry.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be Joe Perry in his other group.
Are you trying to say we're eclectic or something?
Yeah, well, it's just a very strange mix of, you know, personalities and things, but you guys did a really good job. And, you know, when you and Frankie were doing the whole twin guitar attack, it sounded great.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, it actually had been a pretty long time since we had played together. We were thinking about it. I mean, Frankie hadn't played with us in like 4 years, probably. He had been doing the Aeromyth thing, and I think I was just the only guy on guitar for a bit there in 2018, which was the last show I had done with Steven, which was like some festival in the summer of 2018. And then he put the Rat lineup together with Juan, and then that was it. We were kind of done for this whole time. And so the rehearsal we did was like the first time I had played the songs in a couple of years. I was like, how do these go again? We really didn't have much time to go over the old ones too. It's because I think we opened with The Only Live Twice, and I think Frankie didn't think we were going to play it, so he didn't bother really learning it. So a good portion of the rehearsal went to teaching him how to play the song. So that like chewed up like the time we would have gone over all the other stuff, unfortunately. But in his defense, he did play it good at the gig, so I'll give him props for that.
Sure. Well, what's more fun to play, Bow Wow Wow or Steven Piercy Band?
More fun. Well, they're definitely very different. I think, you know, it's more, for me, it's more like aggressive with the Piercy thing, heavy metal kind of deal. And then the Bow Wow Wow was a more fun dancing around kind of thing, which was appeased a different desire in me, maybe. I have a little bit of both in there. But it was awesome to play with Steven again. But I want to do it in front of an audience. And the good news is I'm starting to hear about gigs. In fact, I don't know if it's 100%, but I'm pretty sure we are playing the Thunder Beach Bike Rally on May 1st.
Nice.
In Florida, which is a big biker rally. And that's, you know, less than a month away. I was like, what?
Well, that's
so super excited about that.
That's good, man. It's about time to stop pretending that you're going to die if you go outside and get out and live life again, right?
We're not worried about it one bit, and we're happy to go play for people who feel the same way. So it's going to be awesome, and we'll probably be announcing that. Of course, we announce it first on the Classic Battle Show.
Of course.
Oh, we lost Eric. He must have
got too excited.
Yeah, he did. I'll see if he'll call me back here, or if I just call him back.
Yeah, just call him back.
Well, I will, but you know how you're dialing and they dial, and mm-hmm. So All right. I'll call him.
Yeah, give him a buzz back. Watch. Watch. He's waiting all day to do this. His phone died.
Yeah, probably. Probably. All right. I'm going to call him back.
All right. Hello. I'm going to turn this video off. I'm probably not even supposed to be showing this video.
Watch, it'll go to voicemail.
We're sorry.
Hey.
What happened?
I don't know.
That's so
exciting. I was like talking away. I'm like, I don't hear anything. You didn't like reply to me.
No, you just went click.
Well, anyway, I don't know what the last thing you guys heard. Did you hear me saying that they could still buy this pay-per-view thing?
No, you said about okay. Announcing the live show on the CMS, and then you went away.
Oh, damn it. Well, thank you for calling back so that I could tell everyone that they can still order this live stream that we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. They could go to stevenpiercy.beeps.com. And they could $10. They can watch this thing. I think they'll love it. If they're a fan of Rat, they'll love it. We do all the hits. Great camera work on it, and we appreciate it because we get a piece of that. So if you know we haven't played in a while, so it helps us out immensely. And we thank you guys for getting it, and Neely, you for coming out. That was so cool to see you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed hanging out at the Rainbow with you and at the big group table.
That's right, the bow.
Nice.
And watching Frankie down his Jameson.
That's right.
He likes his Jameson. Yeah, he likes his Jamie.
He introduced me to that on the road over the years, and I became a fan myself. But he was always a big fan of that.
Yeah, sure.
Of the wiki.
Nice. So what's aside from the potential show in May, what else are you up to personally? Are you doing any music stuff, or you know, I know you were
right.
I know you were writing or you know doing some music stuff with the girl who was fronting that Wow 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 band, right?
Dinsey. Yes, I finished all my tracks for her. I recorded the music here, and I gave her everything, and she's having someone mix it. So we'll be hearing that soon from her, and that should be interesting. And then I'm also been upgrading my studio here too. I'm actually getting a new Mac on Monday, the new Mac Mini, so I can have something faster to work with. Cool. For my writing and everything. Because, yeah, I've always written all the stuff here at my place, but it's like every couple of years you have to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Awesome, dude. But,
yeah, and because I've produced bands too, and I want to be able to do more recordings here and everything, so it's just time to get it, to invest in it and actually have a legit studio going here. No more messing around, man.
There you go.
Very cool, Eric. Well, anything else you want to impart to the fans?
Hey, just watch out for dates. I'm sure Steven will be announcing it, but yeah, the first thing you're going to hear is this Thunder Beach bike rally. So people in the Florida area there, come rat and roll with the Rat Bastards. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Very cool. All right, Eric.
All right,
well,
boys.
We just wanted to check in with you and get your take on the live stream that happened last night, and I think it's available till the 6th, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're correct. Yeah, I hope the fans that haven't checked it out, please do. We really appreciate it.
All right, very cool.
I will say, both Neely and I watched it. Both Neely and I enjoyed it. So
yeah, I watched it twice actually.
Well, oh, thank you guys.
Well, I bootlegged it, so I'll be taking $10 a piece to sell it to anybody that wants it. So
right.
You heard it here, folks.
Nice. All right, Eric. Well, go back to the kitchen and start making something for your girl.
Thanks.
All right, brother.
All right, guys.
All right, we'll talk at you, Eric. All right, see you.
Okay. Bye.
And there's Eric.
There goes Eric.
Yeah. It was a good show.
It was fun.
It was definitely a fun a fun watch. And it's funny because, you know, quite honestly, I had actually only planned on, I was watching UFC, like, or not UFC, Bellator last night, Bellator MMA. And they were having their first event with Showtime. So I bought the ticket because I wanted to support Steven and Eric, but I really only just wanted to come in here to figure out how to record it so that we would have a little bit of video. And, you know, so that, cause I knew we were going to probably talk to Eric about it or talk about it. So I wanted to have the video.
Right.
And I literally had only planned on coming in here for like 2 minutes to watch enough to make sure that I was capturing the video. And then I was going to go back to watching the UFC. I ended up watching the whole thing and I ended up using the other TV to turn on the Bellator in here.
Yeah.
Cause I wasn't going to miss my man, Patricio Pitbull fucking beating the shit out of whoever he was fighting last night. But I couldn't walk away from the rat bastards, man.
Right.
It was a good show. It was a damn good show.
Yeah, it was really good. So, yeah, seeing it on video as opposed to, you know, watching it, you know, in the club, mm-hmm. you know, obviously the whole video thing, the way the angles and the capturing it up close and stuff, even though I saw the whole thing take place live, it has a whole different feel or vibe to it on video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And what's really funny is that, you know, it's dark and it's late in the evening and you're thinking, oh, this is like nighttime thing going on. This is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They're
right.
This, you know, and it's bright and sunny outside. But, you know, the whiskey doesn't have any windows in the, you know, in the main room.
Right.
So it was just as dark as could be in there.
Yeah. You it know, was definitely dark.
Yeah. Aside from the stage lights. But yeah, that camera crew did a great job with that. And, you know, I was very pleased with it. I thought, man, that was done very well.
It looked great and it sounded great. And the band was on fire. Steven sounded pretty damn good. Ran out of juice a little bit at the end. But, but you know, I mean, he sounded, considering he hasn't sang probably in a year, he sounded pretty good. And yeah, I mean, it was definitely... It was definitely worth watching. It was not Sao Paulo. I'll say that. It was definitely not that.
No, it wasn't. And the thing is that, you know, the guys rehearsed almost for an entire week.
Right.
And then when they, before the actual video, they almost ran through the entire set once before the whole thing. So it's like they did the show twice.
Okay. You only play twice.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you didn't get it, if you're a fan of Steven, fan of Rat, I think you'll dig it. It's only $10. Support the guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you can and do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you got to do for these bands right now. If you want them to stick around and keep playing is support what they're doing. So,
well, I went the extra mile.
Yeah.
And I bought the special t-shirt and the autograph set list so I could frame that and put it here in the studio.
Look at you, Mr. Player.
Yeah, look at me. So I spent my $73. That's with tax and shipping and all that shit. So I did that just to have, because being there in person, I'd like to have something on the wall here in the studio.
Well, I don't collect anything, so I went $11.50 out the door. I did my part. I bought a ticket. I watched it. I bootlegged it. I'll watch it again over and over. Probably. I probably will.
Yeah, you'll put it up on there just to have some background noise or something.
Yeah, exactly. I'll throw it on my TV when I'm working or something.
Now, how did you go about recording that? Did you use your Mac or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, I just asked. Yeah.
I just, quite honestly, and I don't want to get all techie and give away the secrets, but I just use StreamYard. I did StreamYard just like I would share any video.
Uh-huh.
I just shared that video.
Wow. How about that? And
recorded it.
Wow. Look at you.
I'm not a dummy. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, you should get into, you know, doing web development stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
You should really explore that hobby and make a living out of that. I think you'd probably do okay.
I'm thinking you're onto something here, Neely.
Yeah, you might think about that.
My days of working on the assembly line, you know, making screws, they might be over.
Well, I'm also, by giving you this advice, I'm also working into getting into doing my life coach stuff.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
There it is. Perfect.
So sooner or later, I will have I don't even know what you want to call it, a diploma or a certificate to be a life coach.
From the School of Neely.
Yeah. So that'll be something we'll offer on the CMS if you want my personal counseling.
There you go.
Once I get my certification,
mm-hmm.
and be your personal life coach. It's only $50 an hour.
And that's cheap.
Yeah.
go to a shrink, you'll pay twice that.
Exactly.
You know, this one shrink I know, he charges $125 for that.
There you go.
He offers divorce counseling. He's been divorced 4 times. And he still makes fucking $125 an hour.
Yeah, I don't get that. People who do that.
Certainly not somebody that teaches not to do it, how to not do it.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know. Four times,
huh?
4 times.
Jeez.
Dude, he's been divorced once since he's been my customer. Married and divorced. Not just divorced. Got married and divorced in the time he's been my customer.
Dude, don't you just grab him by the collar and say, dude, what are you thinking?
I absolutely did. I absolutely did when he got married. I absolutely did when he got divorced. Because we've gotten to be friendly. And when he said he's getting married, I was like, what, are you fucking crazy? I was like, do you need me to refer you to a doctor so that you can't tell yourself what to do? And he just laughed. And then sure enough, as soon as he told me he was getting divorced, I was like, well, are you booking appointments for yourself? You know, I was like, what are you doing? Dude, hang on. Hang on, or fucking William Shatner and her in your pool or something.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I don't get it. I really don't.
The only positive of 4 divorces is how much fucking alimony could you possibly have left to pay at that point? Getting scraps off of 1/4 of your salary. What is that equal? What is an eighth of a salary at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how much you make, an eighth of it is not going to be fucking a prize. Is it?
No.
I don't know. 4 divorces. Fuck that.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Me either. But
don't get it.
Don't get it. Don't have to.
Right. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I say we take a break.
All right.
And then we'll get into whatever you want to in the next hour.
All right.
And we'll just have a fun show on this Easter Eve.
Yes. You got any big Easter plans?
I do not. Yeah. It's going to be in the 70s tomorrow. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to get outside a little bit and get out on the track and see how many people are wearing their masks outside.
Ugh, bunch of idiots. Bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Dummies.
Yep.
All right. I'll let you pick a tune.
All right. How's about if we go with, I see people in there talking a bit about some Iron Maiden. So how about The Fugitive from Fear of the Dark?
Okay.
Go deep tracks.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
All right.
Fear of the Dark.
Fear of the Dark. Let's see here. Iron Maiden. Are we at H-I-J? I can spell too.
That's J-I-R-O-N. Jiron. Yes.
Right. And Fear of the Dark.
Yep.
And where are we at here? Boy, I didn't realize I had so many Iron Maiden albums.
Well, there's only is about 6,000 if you count live ones.
Yeah. All right, I got it.
All right.
So The Fugitive.
Yep.
Here we are. All right. Well, let's play some Iron Maiden, play a couple tunes. We'll come back. We'll get into some more stuff. So here it is. It's Iron Maiden exclusively here.
On your classic. All right, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you know what else is a lot of fun? The CMS Podcast Network. That's right, cmspn.com is the address. Make sure you go over there. Make sure you watch the episodes there. You listen to the episodes there. And maybe you even just subscribe so it's delivered to your phone, to whatever podcasting software you use. But do it from cmspn.com. Once again, cmspn.com, cmspn.com. cmspn.com. We'll see you next time, fucks.